waku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zisobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Walambulela ngenjabulo emsakazweni weStudio 7 ngolesibini mhlaka 9 kuNtulikazi 2024 ngoKipstube. Endabeni zethu namhlanje.
Kuyinto enhle kakhulu ukuthi abe khona okhangele ngamalungelo abantu, okhulumela abantu kuyo yonke indawo, hayi nje eZimbabwe, kuwo wonke amazwe esadiki, kuwo wonke amazwe ezwekazi le-Afrika, kuwo wonke amazwe omhlaba.
Inhlanganiso ye-Human Rights Watch ithi kumele isadiki kuze eleZimbabwe elikhahlameza abaphikisayo.
Makungenzeka ukuthi ngempela uba ngosephumayo, hayi kungaba yinto ehle, kulungele ilizwe lethu, kupha la confidence in the state ukubana kuba nomthungameli omutsha.
Kulabatsha bathi kumele osakhulayo adathe isikhundla sikamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa engasuka embusweni. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Inhlanganiso elwela amalungelo oluntu emhlabeni jikelele i-Human Rights Watch isicothoze uhulumende weZimbabwe isithi uyaphambili ngokwephula amalungelo oluntu mahlayana phambilini komhlangano weSADC uzaqutshelwa eHarare mhla ka-17 ngokuncobakazi. Kumbiko ewedule izolo, inhlanganiso le ikhuthaze abakhokheli bamazwe eSADC ukuthi baphumele egcekeni besole ukuhlukuluzwa lokubotshwa kwabenhlanganiso ezizimeleyo laba mabandla aphikisayo. Ithi njalo ukubotshwa komkhokheli welinye lamacele SCCC uMnumzana Jameson Timba labanye bakhe abangamathumi phose ayisitshiyangalombili 78 ngomunye womzekeliso wokuhlukuluzwa kwabantu okwenzakalayo. UTimba wabotshwa labanye bakhe besethezwa icala lokubhedla udlakela okuyinto abayilandulayo. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba umuntu kamele inkomo weStudio 7 uxoxele ingcwethu kwezombusazwe njalo ekhankasela ukuhlonitshwa kwamalungelo oluntu uMnumzana Evindlela Ncube.
Kuyinto enhle kakhulu ukuthi abe khona okhangele ngamalungelo abantu, okhulumela abantu kuyo yonke indawo, hayi nje eZimbabwe, kuwo wonke amazwe esadiki, kuwo wonke amazwe ezwekazi le-Afrika, kuwo wonke amazwe omhlaba. Abalelihlo lokukhangela amalungelo abantu, abalendlebe zokuzwa lapho amalungelo abantu engaphathwanga kahle, baqakathekile. Ngakho ke lokho kwenziwa Human Rights Watch ukuthi ikhulume ukuthi kakube lokubonisana, lokukhuzana ngokuphathelene lokuphulwa kwamalungelo abantu. Kuyinto eqakatheke kakhulu, kuyinto enhle futhi ukuthi siyibone ihlala isenziwa zinhlanganiso eziningi. Ngaleyo ndlela kuzaletha ukuhlonitshwa komthetho, ukuhlonitshwa kwe-constitution, ukuhlonitshwa kwamalungelo abantu izwekazi le-Afrika Afrika lonke lasemhlabeni wonke jikelele.
Ubona engaba khona yini umkhokheli weSADC ongachothoza uhulumende weZimbabwe?
Lanxa kungaba khona abangaba lensolo ngokwenzeka kwamanyamazwe eSADC, amathubo okuthi baphumele egcekeni omongameli besithi yes banibani lokho okwenzakala kwelakho ilizwe akuqondanga, yinto engasoziyenzeke leyo. Abasebenzi njalo, kayisebenzi njalo iSADC, kayimemezeli lapho kukhona izinsolo. Bayasolana bebodwa, siyacabanga ukuthi bayasolana bebodwa nsitha behind closed doors ngesiNgisi. Angiboni ke ukuthi bangenza njengenhlanganiso ezizimeleyo bona bengabaholi, babonisana bebodwa emuva ngale. Lanxa singakwazi ukuthi bazayikhuluma leyo ndaba, sekuwukuthemba nje ukuthi mhlawumbe angaba khona oyiphakamisayo, kodwa angiboni ukuthi ukhona ozaba lensolo, angiboni ukuthi ukhona ozayiphakamisa indaba yamalungelo abantu noma kukuliphi ilizwe leSADC.
UMnangagwa uthi abantu bayabotshwa nje ngoba bazama ukuphehla udlakela ngesikhathi somhlangano weSADC. Kungaba kuleqiniso elikhona yini phezu kwalokho?
Angilasiqiniseko sokuthi bakhona abafuna ukuthi bachithe kumbe batshengisele lapho kubanjwe khona umhlangano weSADC lapha eZimbabwe ngoNcwabakazi. Angilasiqiniseko ukuthi yinto ezakwenzeka. angila siqiniseko njalo ukuthi into engaso ziyenzeke. Kodwa ke into eqhakathekileyo ukuthi labo abafuna ukuthi batshengisele bavikelwe amalungelo abo ukuthi bakwenze khona lokho ngendlela esemthethweni, ngoba phela i-constitution yeZimbabwe iyakuvuma ukuthi kube njalo ukuthi abantu batshengisele lapho bengasuthisekanga khona. Siyakubona kuso sonke isikhathi emahlanganweni zomhlaba ezihlukahlukeneyo, nxa kulomhlangano we-IMF bakhona abantu abatoyitoyayo abatshengisela, nxa kulomhlangano we-World Bank abatshengisela, nxa kulomhlangano lo lalwana ngokuhlukahlukana lawo. Angiboni mehluko-ke lapho ukuthi uma abantu bekwenza lokho besukuma ngokusemthethweni lokuthula njalo betshengisela belensolo kulokho abakusolayo, akufanelanga kube yinto embi leyo.
Umnumzana Ebedlela Ncube yingcwethi kwezombusazwe bexoxa lo Ntungameli Gomo weStudio 7.
The Voice of America.
Ibhanga leReserve Bank of Zimbabwe lithi imali yohlobo lweZimbabwe Gold kumbe iZiG ezile nsuku ezilikhulu isetshenziswa elizweni kukhanya ilokhu ilesisindo esikhangelekayo. Okwamanje idola leMelika lithengwa nge-13.69 ZiG. Ingcwethi kwezomnotho zithi uyazama ophethe ibhanga leli ukwehlisa intengo yempahla lokunye. Kubika uMlondolozi Ndlovu.
Imali yamaZiG eqale ukusebenza ngemva kokwesula kwemali yamabond notes eZimbabwe akayiqongi loba ukwehla isisindo okwethusayo njengalokhu obese kujayele ukwenzakala ngaphambilini kokwethulwa kwayo emkambo wemali. Ngesikhathi ephawula imali le, usibalukhulu wathembisa ukuba ibhanga leli kalisoze likhiphe imali enengi emkambo ngoba lokhu kulakho ukwehlisa isisindo sayo. Uhulumende waphanga waphuma lendlela zokusekela iziqondiso zakhe zemali ezigoqela ukubotshwa kwalabo abathenga lokuthengisa imali ezitaladeni ngenjongo ingcithi ezicungula ezomnotho ezithi incede ukwehlisa isiqubu sokugugudeka kwesisindo semali leyi. Iningi lengcithi zezomnotho zincome kakhulu usibalukhulu webhanga le-RBZ umnumzana John Mshayabanu zisithi nxa engaqhubeka ebeka indlela zokuqiniswa kwemali leyi, imali le kayisoze iphele isisindo. Enye yalezi ngcithi ngumnumzana Richard Sithole ofundisa ekolishini ye-University of Zimbabwe yena othi indlela ezabekwa nguhulumende lebhanga le-RBZ sezisize ekwenzeni ukuba idola leli libe ngcono.
Siyakukhuthaza sithi uhulumende uyasebenza ukuthi abantu abaphi ukuthi imali yenzeka ezingekho emthethweni babo.
Lokhu kusekelwe ngenye ingcitshi esebenza nenhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Economic Forum umnumzana Peterson Dube othi iZiG lokhe lingagugudeki.
Ukubopha laba abatshintshayo izimali ezitradeni lokufaka futhi ilimit emalini eziprintwayo, ngibona ingani yizo izinto ezenza ukuthi icurrency le ibingani iqinile ukudlula leyo kade silayo emalangeni adluleyo leyo.
Kodwa enye ingcitshi kwezomnotho umnumzana Rejoice Ngwenya uthi
akula lizwe elingaphumelela lisebenzisa imali yangaphandle kwelizwe, kufanele kudingwe indlela zokulungisisa umnotho wethu, iproduction yethu, ukwenza ukuthi imali yangaphandle kwelizwe isetshenziswe kuphela nxa kuthengwa izimpahla zangaphandle. UZulu weZimbabwe asebenzise imali yalapha.
Umnumzana Melusi Sibindi sakamuzi seHarare uthi eleZimbabwe kumele liphume lezinye indlela zokuqinisa iZiG.
Kumele kube le ndlela ezenza ukuba uZulu Makhaza alithembe iZiG elizweni leli. Okubotshwa kwabantu akungeke kuthathe isikhathi eside, njalo ngokubona kwami lizaguduka ukuphela iZiG.
Abantu abaningi bathi kabayisebenzisi imali entsha ngenxa yobunzima bokusebenzisa omakhalekhukhwini abangabambi ngendlela eqondileyo. Abantu abaningi elizweni bathi sebekubona kungcono ukusebenzisa imali yakamanye amazwe kuphela ezigoqela idola leMelika, iRand laseSouth Africa kanye lePula laseBotswana. Kodwa umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa wazise ngolwesihlanu ukuba imali yamaZiG ilakho ukugcina isisetshenziswa iyodwa eminyakeni emibili elandelayo. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngumlondolozi Ndlovu.
Abatharazelela intshelelezane uThando Chuma loBusumuzi Mkandla asebelesikhatshana basuka kwele South Africa badlula kwele Lesotho, Swaziland kanye leMozambique, sebelubhekise kwele Zambia kuhambo lwabo lokuya kwele Kenya. Besuka kwele Zambia bazadlula eMalawi lakwele Tanzania. Sixoxele uVusumuzi ngohambo lolu.
Xa sisuka eZambia sizosuka eLusaka silubhekise eMalawi siyongena ngeChipata border.
Ye, akusele ukuthi uvele uhambo lweni lolu ngolwani?
Ukuthi sivakashele wonke nje amalizwe jikelele wase-Afrika. Sifunde okuningi ngamasiko, sithathe lokho esingakusebenzisa, esingakuletha ekhaya, okungabe kukuhle nathi sishintshane abamanye amazwe, sikhuthaze kwakhona ukuthi ama-Africans kwamele sikwazi ukuvakashelana njengoba sibona okhokho bethu bebengabantu kade bethanda ukuhamba, kungakho sibona sinamanguni jikelele kwelase-Afrika. So sithi lokho kudlela noma bungapheli ngenxa yokuthi sekunamabhoda manje, mabuqhubeke silokhu sifunda okuningi sivakashelane.
Selifundeni ngokuhamba kwenu eLesotho, eSwaziland, Mozambique, le ndaweni zibo?
Sesifunde okuningi kakhulu. Nginganikeza umzekelo kwelase-Eswatini, indlela abantu base-Eswatini abaphila ngakhona, indlela esiyithandayo. Ma singabheka izinto ezinikezwe ngumdali like ama-hot water springs, amaningi wakhona abantu bangena mahhala. Sengisho indawo ezifana nabo-Vic Falls bekwamele ukuthi uZulu angene mahhala ngoba into esayinikezwa umdali, and akumelanga kube khona umuntu ozathatha imali as in ama-revenues. So into esayifunda kakhulu eSwatini, and futhi ngabantu abajule kakhulu phakathi kwamasiko wabo.
UVusumuzi lijaha likaDando Juma abajova intshelelezane besiya kule Kenya. Ubexoxa leStudio 7 eseVictoria Falls. Siya sikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamaphitshane. Kuqhutshwa umhlangano omkhulu we-NATO oqale namhla kwele Melika. Abezindaba abe-Reuters babika ukuba kuzakhulunywa kabanzi ngokwenziwa nele Russia kwele Ukraine. Bayakhala kwele Ukraine lapho ele Russia elibhombe isibhedlela sabantwana kwabhubha abantu abangamajumi phose amane 37, abanye balimala okumangalisayo. Abezindaba abe-Reuters babika uba udaba lolu selusezandleni ze-United Nations. Ele Israel ihlasela ngamandla eGaza ukulabantu abaningi abahlala ezindlini ezidilekileyo. Inkokheli yamabandla ezokholo lwesiKristu ithi kumele umongameli William Ruto wakwele Kenya amise umsebenzi ezinye iziphathamandla zikahulumende ngesikhathi beqhubekelela phambili betshengisela abatsha besola uhulumende wakhe. Kweziphathelane leMelika,
umongameli weMelika umnumzana Joe Biden uthi akasoze ehle esikhundleni sokuncintisa kukhetho lukamongameli lapho azancintisana khona lo wayengumongameli umnumzana Donald Trump ngemva kokuba uBiden engaqhubanga kuhle kungxoxompikiswano yabo yakuqala. Intatheli zindaba ye-VOA Scott Stearns ukhangela ukuthi abavoti bakubona njani lokhu. Umkhankaso kaBiden uphikisana lenkuthazo yokuthi uBiden adedele omunye kulolu khetho ndela kungaqhubeki kuhle kwengxoxompikiswano sekubhadalwe izigidi ezingamachumi amahlanu zamadola i-$50 million ekukhankasa kumisakazo ngenyanga kaNtulikazi, njalo kuqiniswe umkhankaso kuyona liviki. UBiden utshele abakade bebuthanele umkhankaso wakhe eWisconsin ngolwesihlanu ukuthi uzaqhubeka ngalumkhankaso. Ozavota uSabrina Jordan uthi uBiden ulokhu elamandla okukhokhela.
I won't say defiant, but somewhere between consistent and defiant, he needs to let people know. And he did today that he ain't going nowhere.
Akumelanga aguquke, kumele ahlale enjalo. Angeke ngithi ayekele ukulalela uZulu. Kodwa kumele abe phakathi laphakathi. Kumele abatshele abantu ukuthi akayindawo njengakwenzileyo namhla. Njalo xa kungela lutho oluguqukileyo, mizamvotela.
Omunye ozavota uJonathan Lustig ube ngakabi lecele aselithethe.
The physiology that he displayed, he is not the same man. You can't turn back. We're not getting younger.
Isimo sakhe siyakuveza ukuthi usentshintshile. Akula kubuyela emuva. asikhuli sibuyela emuva, awungeke ulwisane lokuluphala.
Ukubona uBiden esaqhubeka ngomkhankaso ngemva kwengxoxompikiswano akuphi ithemba kulunga lama-Democrats elizavota u-Ellis Johnston.
I don't feel confident in Joe Biden's ability to win this election, and that makes me very afraid.
Anginathemba lokuthi uBiden uyenelisa ukunqoba kulolu khetho. Njalo lokho kungichiya ngilokwesaba.
Abasekeli bakaTrump bona bathi ukungaqhubi kuhle kukaBiden kungxoxompikiswano kuqinisa imibono yabo eyokuthi uBiden kangeke enelise ukubusa njalo okweminye iminyaka emine. Umvoti weCalifornia uLamont Pearson uthi,
"There's nothing that can come out of Joe Biden's mouth to make me think anything other than what he's already shown me, as well as Trump."
Akula lutho olungaphuma emlonyeni kaBiden olungaguqula lokho asengitshengise khona. Bonke lo Trump.
Indlela uBiden aqhuba ngayo kungxoxompikiswano iyingxenye nje kuphela yokwenzakalayo, kutsho omunye umvoti weGeorgia uJeffrey Tanarelli.
I think Joe Biden is very passionate and very intelligent. I think he did not perform well because he did not meet the expectations.
Ngibona sengathi uBiden uyalithanda ilizwe lakhe njalo ungumuntu ohlakaniphileyo. Ngibona sengathi kaqhubanga kuhle ngoba wayengenelisi ukwenza okwakukhangelelwe, futhi indlela aqhuba ngayo iyakuveza obala lokhu.
Ukusela amandla kwakhe kuchiya omunye umvoti weWashington DC uHanna Sobolevic esamukela umqondo wokuthi adedele omunye.
It was kind of clear to me that maybe Biden's not as with it as he used to be, and I think I'd be supportive if someone they put up another candidate rather than Biden.
Kube mgceke yimi ukuthi uBiden akaselawo amandla, njalo ngingasekela ngcono ibandla nxa lingafaka omunye umuntu endaweni kaBiden.
Nxa ama-Democrats ezakhetha omunye umuntu ukuthi athathe isikhundla sikaBiden, kumele akwenze lokhu ngokuphangisa, kutsho umvoti weMichigan uLexis Zaidan.
There's a lot of conversations that need to happen within the next, you know, month around what could the Democratic Party do to bring all of its, you know, fractured vote, like it's
kule ngxoxo ukufanele zenziwe kunyanga ezayo ukuthi ibandla lama-Democrats lingenza njani ukubambanisa amalunga alo lilungiselela ukhetho. Nxa lokhu kungenzakalanga, uTrump engabusa.
Umsekeli kaBiden azangena laye kukhetho uKamala Harris ngomunye wabangadedelwa nguBiden kulesi sikhundla, kodwa lokho kulakho kungasebenzi, kutsho umvoti weCalifornia uStephanie Bowers.
Kamala would take over, which I would love, but I also think with the world being the way it is, all the prejudice going on, that Trump would probably beat Kamala more so than beating Biden.
UKamala ubengathatha okuyinto ebengingayithanda, kodwa okusemcabangeni yabantu ukuthi uTrump enganqoba uKamala ukwedlula uBiden yikho okungamisa lokhu.
Ngesikhathi umkhankaso wama-Democrats uqhubeka usekela uBiden, umkamongameli unkosikazi Jill Biden uzaqhuba umhlangano lemuli zebutho ezigabeni ezintathu kuyona liviki, njalo kuza kuba nemihlangano labavoti eTexas leNevada ngesikhathi kukhangelelwe umhlangano omkhulu owe-convention ebandla lama-Republican. Udaba lolu luqoqwe yintatheli zindaba ye-VOA iScott Stearns, lalothile layimi uDaba kaNcube owe-Studio 7.
Ngesikhathi senguquko kungacaci kahle okwenzakala emhlabeni, esikuzwayo kungayisikho esikubonayo. Sidinga iqiniso. Sitshelwa izindaba ezingaphelelanga, silahlekelwe liqiniso. Ngesikhathi sohlupho, amaphupho ethu, ithemba nezifiso zekusasa enhle kwenzakala uma abezindaba bekhululekile. Umsakazo we-Voice of America silethulela izindaba ezitholwa ngokuzinikela okuphezulu. Sixhumanisa abantu ngokubethulela iqiniso. Umsakazo we-Voice of America silethulela okwenzakalayo njengoba kunjalo.
Kulaba jaba bafisa ukuba umuntu ozangena esikhundleni sikamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ingasuka embusweni kube ngosakhulayo, hatshi abantu abadala ukanya besekhuleka ukubuza kuhle eZimbabwe. Ubika uTopias Mudzingwa.
Omunye wabalombono lo ngumkhele Mtawarira osakhulayo ohlala eHarare.
Kodwa makungenzeka ukuthi ngempela uba ngosephumayo. Hayi kungaba into enhle, kulungele ilizwe lethu. Kupha la confidence in the state ukubana kuba nomthungameli omutsha.
Baningi abatsha abalesifiso lesi abathi sesifikile isikhathi sokuthi bonke abakuntanga kaMnangagwa bededele abatsha ngoba eZimbabwe lidonsa nzima kwezomnotho kanye lezombusazwe. Kulabanye njalo abathi kungeke kwenzakale ukuba osakhulayo athathe isikhundla sikaMnangagwa. U-Eric Gono okubandla le-Citizens Coalition for Change uthi kaboni abatsha bengena esikhundleni somkhokheli we-ZANU-PF abalwa impi yenkululeko besaphila.
ZANU-PF libandla elizonda ontanga. Nxa ufuna ukubona inzondo ye-ZANU-PF kubontanga uyaboniswa ngendlela aba ncitsha ngayo abasakhula imisebenzi, ngendlela abangelandaba lokuthi intsha iqedwa ngama-drugs. Nxa ngabe engatshiya lubaba mboni ngani kuzangena elinye icegu futhi amboni kusiba ngumuntu omncane ozamela ibandla lonalelo ekhethweni.
Abaningi abasakhulayo abakubandla leZANU-PF balile ukukhuluma ukuba ngubani ozathatha isikhundla lesi uMnangagwa engasuka esikhundleni. UMunashe Mdutsa uthi ibandla leli lilakho ukuguqula isisekelo sombuso welizwe ukuze uMnangagwa ancintise kukhetho oluzaqhutshwa ngomnyaka ka-2028.
Ngile kakhulu asondaba zombuso leminyaka yomuntu ayispenda esibusweni esikhangile imisebenzi lombono kapresident ofundile liphumelele.
Ingcweti ecubungula ezombusazwe njalo engumqondisi wenhlanganiso the African Cause Trust umnumzana Elton Ziki uthi amalunga wonke ebandla leZANU-PF alakho ukungena esikhundleni esizachiywa nguMnangagwa.
Bafanti bekhangela ukuthi lo obuye uzobusa uyawenzwisisa na umbono wokuthi sonke njengelizwe siyangaphi.
Abakhona njalo abathandabuza okwethulwe nguMnangagwa othi usefisa ukuyaphumula. Ugono uthi uMnangagwa kathenjwa ngitsho la kancane.
Ngowami umbono mina angikubone kuliqiniso ngokumazi kwethu njalo ngendlela angena ngayo esikhundleni lesiya. Umuntu ofuna ukufela khona njalo ngananzelela akusinsuku ezingaki chayisa abama ministers islogan sakhe sona leso sokuthi 2030. So mina angiboni ezaphuma esikhundleni ngendlela akhuluma ngayo.
Kodwa uMemory Ndlovu osakhulayo osekela ibandla leZANU-PF uthi yena ubambe elikantulo.
Labo abathi umongameli engaye emuva ngalokho akukhulumileyo angigoli ukuthi bangamazibi lowo Mnangagwa. Lo ngumuntu oyenza konke akuthembisayo.
Ingcweti ezicubungula ezombusazwe zithi kuyaxokozela okwamanje kubandla elibusayo kulandela okwethulwe nguMnangagwa othi uzasuka esikhundleni kudingwe umkhokheli omutsha ozancintisa kukhetho oluzaqhutshwa ngomnyaka ka-2028. Abanye bathi isikhundla lesi silakho ukuthathwa ngumsekeli kamongameli umnumzana Constantino Chiwenga kumbe indodana kaMnangagwa ayithembikeyo ezamvikela isikhathi sonke. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare nginguTopias Mudzingwa.
Okwamanje sokwisikhathi sabalaleli.
Studio 7 njani lonke kuzindawana themba siphile sonkeni. Kanti ke thina ngapha eNzingwane constituency sinohlupho namaphosta ethu esesigodini umemba in charge and company namanye amaphosta akhe ababophi izigebenga siphele izigebenga size siphile kanye nabadlwengule badlwengule abantwana abancane into bayenzayo bathatha bahambopha umuntu abavula idokhethi icala liqiniswa sothiwahamba ledinga imali sihlobo ibelinemkhipha asoze sivula idokhethi lapho liyithwela khona imali ngaba yi-one month ngaba yi-three months yabona umntwana esekiwe sephandle. So kuyamangalisa-ke khona lokhu uthi uphoupholi unyathi xa engakwazi abekwazi uphoule unyathi abekwazi khona lokho iZANU-PF yonke ayibekwazi khona lokho kuthi yiwo umbuso ewufunayo yini nalowo. Abezak sizabathinta ngendaba yezakala esigodini. Abezak sivapanti corruption sizakuyithinta. Be careful member in charge esigodini and your company ma-dates one day. Sikhathele ngani, sikhathele ngombuso weZANU-PF lowo obugwelegwele ube MP wethu simcina sidekukhampena sisimbole ezifeni kuphela kuya ezifeni zabantu beZANU-PF kuphela kuphelile ngayo. Siyabonga.
Kodwa yena president bani ofana loMnangagwa isitenze ukuthi adingele abantu ukudla yena uyabadingela izikhali zethu. simbolile se South Korea, simbolile se Russia. Ese adingi isikali zembi. Instead ukuthi abadingele ukudla, yena ubadingele isikali zokuthi ababulale. Ajika tshela abantu bamangathi ufuna ukulungisa ilizwe. Yena ethi abadingele isikali zokuthi ababulale. Laba bacabanga impi kuphela. Akulanda abayicabangayo lapho. Bacabanga ukubulala abantu kuphela njengalokho abantu bekulawa day night in long nakho. Abantu besathunjwa ngensuku zamanje. Abantu besaputhwa bengilacala ngensuku zamanje. Kodwa yena utshontsha kangaka umnyangako kabotshwa. Abantu bezalo ukufa batshontsha kangaka kababotshwa. Sikhuluma ngabantu esibaziyo ukugawulela abantu ezithuma naye umnyangakwa. Esimazi ukuthi uyatshontsha. Kodwa kababotshwa. Amasela labo lalibizula. Ize liphelile liyaphela nakuya. Ngobusela bukamnyangako.
Salubonani Studio 7 nabalaleli. Lo okhulumayo nguDube Sibongo, ngisuka eGlassblock number 2, igama lami ngingumgcini. Ngikhuluma nje namhlanje, kade ngagcina ukukhuluma lapho Studio 7, kodwa kukhona ngicela ukucaciselwa ngakho kancane. Endaweni yangakithi emakhaya kuyakhiwa idamu, lelo damu kuthiwa lizosiza iBulawayo, bathi iGlassblock Dam. Ngokunjalo asinankinga nakho lokho, kodwa inkinga esinayo sizakhamisa. Besifisa ukwazi ukuthi kathi sicaciselwe ukuthi kuqhubekani inhlelo zakho nazimi njani. Sila masimu, sile mizi sakhile. Njalo nkwanti uma umuntu esakha usuke sakhele isizukulwane esizayo kazakhele yena. Manje siyabona kuyaqala kuyakhiwa, kodwa thina sizakhamiza sicelwa lutho ukuthi imizi izophuma izosiwaphi. Amasimu wethu ayadliwa kuzophilwa kanjani. Bengicela uze Studio 7 engizwa ngikhuluma lisize lapho ukuthi yiziphi inhlaka okumele siye kuzo, noma nina lingasizwela kuphi ukuthi ngoba kusakhwa idamu kungani singacaciselwa ukuthi idamu lakhiwa ligcina kuphi, yiphi imizi yabantu esuswayo. Ngoba ngicela ukuthi abantu siinvestile, sakhile, sifuyile, siyalima, kodwa sitshelwa lutho ngokuthi kwenzekani, kuqhubekani. Sifuna sokuyakhiwa nje, sokuyakhiwa kulithuli laphaya. Asivimbi intuthuko, kodwa sifuna nathi sibe lolwazi njengezakhamizi, into esuke iqhubeka esigabeni sakithi. Ngiyabonga, ngicela isisizele, sifunise ukuthi siya kuziphi inhlaka, noma nisifuzele ukuthi basicacisele na ukuthi kuqhubekani njalo. Sicela ukuchasisele.
Studio 7, ninjani? Hayi, mina ngiyaphila. Ukhumayo Ayanda Ndlovu, ngokuzala ngizala eCholocho ngaphansi kwenduna uMsigwane. Ngifuna ukuletha lolu daba Studio 7 oluzwisa ubuhlungu kakhulu ngominista wakithi ocotshiweyo ecotshelwa amalungelo akithi abantwana bakithi ezikolweni abangatholiyo, ukuthi kathesi kusuka abantu abasuka khona le eHarare beze bezofundisa kithi eMathabeleland. Hambe ngabe kuyinto enhle shiwo ukuthi besuke khona le eHarare bezofundisa eMathabeleland. Asinankinga lokuthi bezofundisa kithi eMathabeleland, kodwa befundisa kuma-high education, hayi e-primary. Ngoba e-primary abantwana basasebancane basadinga ukuthi befunde ngolimi labazali babo, hayi ngolimi lwangaphandle abangalwazi. Asinto enhle Studio 7, kodwa into esiyibonayo ukuthi kunje kathesi asiboni abantu bemsupport uminista ngento adeyenzi. Ndaba ukuthi uminista ube ngawayiphi iphathi okanjani, kodwa into ebesifuna besifisa ukuthi nithokaze masuza into enjengale, usukume uncedisane layo uminista, ulwe layo uminista, umlwe lo obilingwe labantu abethu limoshakele liphelile alikho. Kathesi sisebenza nzima sibhadale izimali, sibhadalele ukuthi abantwana bezikolo, kodwa yathithi uyafika esikolo sakhona noma uthi uyabheka amabhuku omntwana uzothola umntwana into ibhalayo vele ayi-understandeki, umntwana akakwazi ukufunda nje igama lakhe. Kuyinto enhle leyo Studio 7, into ebesicela lisibuze yona kubo baba uGawule abathulile manje atlezi bezo behlala besupportana nento zezanpf.
Laba ngabalaleli be Studio 7. Ningakhohlwa ukulalela uhlelo lwabatsha olwezi connection olulandelayo. Singakuthukanisi ke sikhangele ezinye zenhloko zendaba ebezigokhela namhlanje. Inhlanganiso ye-Human Rights Watch ithi kumele iSADC ikhuze eleZimbabwe elikhahlameza abaphikisayo. Kulabatsha abathi kumele osakhulayo athathe isikhundla sikamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa engasuka embusweni kungakafiki ukhetho luka-2028. Ye, lingakhohlwa ukuthi lilakho ukusixhuma ebulenjini ku-www.voandebele.com. Ulibalisa ngenjabulo ngumthembo sithembayo uKip Stube. Lilale zulukandaba.
Uya Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.